The world this week. The people around Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, were forced to look the atomic age square in the eye.
We're scared of what's going to happen. We're going to get out of here for a while till we find out that it's safe to come back.
The leaders of Egypt and Israel looked at each other and smiled.
If there be no more war or bloodshed between Arabs and Israelis.
Peace unto you. Shalom. Shalom forever.
And American motorists looked at OPEC and winced.
Gasoline prices this summer are going to go up much more sharply than anybody predicted a few months ago.
I'm David Jackson, CBS News, reporting on the CBS Radio Network. To a lot of Americans, the words they heard from Three Mile Island, Pennsylvania this week were new. Millirem, Rentgen, Meltdown, Xenon Gas. But the words quickly became all too familiar. Richard Roth has the story in Harrisburg.
What was at first described as a minor accident was 2 days later being called the most serious accident ever at an American nuclear plant. Friday, there was a release of radioactive gas, soon followed by another. The gas venting, officials said, was uncontrolled. And though it did not seem to present an imminent hazard to the people living nearby, as a precaution, Pennsylvania Governor Dick Thornburg suggested that pregnant women and young children living within 5 miles of the reactor leave their homes. Concern grew as officials of the Nuclear Regulatory Commission raised the remote possibility of a meltdown. That, they said, was the ultimate risk. The super-hot uranium core of the reactor literally drilling a hole through steel and concrete, spreading deadly radiation. Atomic experts from Metropolitan Edison Company, the utility that operates the plant, and the Federal Nuclear Regulatory Commission worked round the clock. And while they reported some progress, by week's end, the reactor was still not fully under control. Its core of uranium fuel was still too hot. A gas bubble inside the reactor, a threat to its cooling system, had not been dispelled. The situation was described as stable, but officials differed on whether a crisis had passed. A utility spokesman said it had. Federal officials said it had not and would not for at least several days. Richard Roth, CBS News, Harrisburg.
President Carter personally toured the reactor site today, then said important decisions on how to cool the plant will be made in the next few days. He urged local residents to remain calm if evacuation is ordered.
This will not indicate that danger is high. It will indicate that a change is being made in the operation of the cooling water system to permanently correct the present state of the reactor, and it's strictly a precautionary measure.
More on the story in a minute.
They christened her Tigris, an uncommon ship of ancient design on a mission of goodwill. Her voyage ended in an outrage of fire. This is E.G. Marshall. Join me tonight as we set sail with Thor Heyerdahl and the Tigris Expedition, an exciting National Geographic special on public television made possible by a grant from Gulf Oil Corporation.
Gulf invites you to watch the Tigris Expedition tonight at 8, 7 Central on PBS.
Your dog or cat can't let you know that roundworms really hurt him so.
Even healthy-looking pets can have dangerous roundworms. So get your pet the Hart's once-a-month wormer. Just add it to your pet's dinner. It'll work to stop roundworms before they stop your dog or cat. Use every 30 days, and it'll help keep roundworms away for good.
To really make those roundworms go, get the Hart's once-a-month wormer.
The nuclear accident in Pennsylvania brought warnings of future disasters from eminent scientists in the field, among them Dr. John Goffman, co-discoverer of uranium-233.
The Harrisburg thing is just one dramatic illustration, and we're going to have one after another of these things.
And in the Senate, Pennsylvania Republican John Hines.
It bodes very ill for nuclear power unless we have findings by the investigations that will take place that are much more reassuring than the events that we've seen over the past 2 days.
But Energy Secretary James Schlesinger said we must forge ahead as we live and learn.
Nuclear power continues to be an essential element in the drive for reduced energy vulnerability in this country, and we will continue to support the general use of nuclear energy. Adjustments undoubtedly will be made in plant design and plant procedures by the NRC as a result of the experience in this case.
Oil became a lot more expensive this week. The story, when the World This Week continues, in 1 minute.
World Airways, for people who hate to waste money. World Airways, the most respected name in charter air travel for 30 years, is now also a scheduled airline. And have they cut costs for you? $99.99 plus tax, Los Angeles to New York. Only $107.99 total. And there are no restrictions. Just $99.99 plus tax, every seat, every day on World Airways. And you fly new wide-bodied intercontinental DC-10s. And there's a new easy way to get your tickets at convenient Ticketron outlets, direct from World or from your travel agent. Remember, World Airways, no restrictions, no class distinctions, simply $99.99 to New York, every seat, every day. World Airways, for people who hate to waste money.
OPEC sent word this week that its oil will cost at least 9% more starting today, with individual members allowed to tack on surcharges, whatever the market will bear. Saudi Arabia's Sheikh Yamani saying relief is up to consumers.
The OPEC price is still less than the prevailing price in the world. I think it will create a problem, and therefore you must, in the industrialized countries, reduce your consumption in order to reduce this level of prices.
It seems like more than 6 days ago, but this week, Egypt and Israel signed a historic peace treaty at the White House. To punish Cairo for peace, the Arab League cut off oil supplies, economic aid, trade, and League members withdrew ambassadors from the Egyptian capital. But Hal Walker, who covered the Baghdad Conference of Hardliners, reports that the immediate effects of their actions will be minimal.
As for the oil embargo, Egypt is an oil-producing nation itself, exporting about 3/5 of its production. Egypt's trade with the other Arab nations amounts to about 6% of its total commerce. Financial aid from the Arab states has already dropped off dramatically, down to about $0.5 billion from 1977's level of $1.7 billion. And as for diplomatic ties, Egypt has already severed relations with many of the hardline Arab states with no apparent effect. What it will mean in the long run, one can only guess. But in the immediate future, it seems that Cairo will hardly notice the anger of her Arab neighbors. Hal Walker, CBS News, Beirut.
For the first time in more than 50 years, this week, the British Parliament voted no confidence in a sitting government.
The ayes to the right, 311. The nose to the left, 310.
It was close, but enough to turn Prime Minister James Callaghan's Labour government out. New elections are set for next month, and there's a good chance Conservative leader Margaret Thatcher may become Britain's first woman Prime Minister. Italy's new government, not even 2 weeks old, was turned out of office too. Prime Minister Andreotti resigned, and early elections may be called there. Iran's new government won this week, an overwhelming vote by the people to set up an Islamic Republic. The World This Week, produced by Harry Polosian. I'm David Jackson, CBS News.